Did you see the new Planet of the Apes trailer?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
I'm mixed. I'm a little mixed. It looks awesome. Mm. Like the scope of it looks awesome.
Okay.
It's like Planet of the Apes meets Mission Impossible or something like that. Meets Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
The apes don't explode after you talk to them. your ape, should you decide to accept it, please explain to me how in the heck that can be like Mission Impossible at all.
Well, I shouldn't say Mission Impossible. I like the and just the way it's shot, all the colors it's using, you know, it doesn't feel like the other two.
Because it's from a the different trailer. Movie.
Yeah, well, of course.
Hey, guess that's how movies work.
All right. Anyway.
So it looks good. You like the way it looks. It looks
good.
Fine.
I'm really worried because I was talking to another film aficionado, and he really liked it. And I said, oh, you know, it's going to be a really good, like, end to the trilogy. Mm-hmm. To, like, you know, to the Caesar trilogy, right?
Yes, sort of.
And he goes...
Like wrapping up the trilogy, just like the third one, whatever it was called, wrapped up the other whatever trilogy back in the 1985s.
And he said, oh, no, this isn't the end. I said, what? And he says, what? Oh, they want to make more after this. And I said, that's dumb. And when he told me that, it kind of ruined it for me. I'm thinking, that's it. Like, this is the one that finally bridges the gap.
Right.
Right? Like, it then sets the course for, all right, now it's the Planet of the Apes. The humans clearly lose. Like, we don't really have to go see the movie with the intention of, oh, what if the apes lose? Like, that's not going to happen.
It can't. I mean, oh, that's really good.
Done.
You can't keep going back and forth with the like, oh, hey, the apes are taking over and now half the world is apes.
Right.
But then we squish them back into Sausalito and take over the world again. But no. Here they come back with rifles and now they're going to take over San Francisco, the Silicon Valley entrepreneur scene. And I mean, that would be a great twist. But I didn't expect it. I want to say one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Caesar.
One thing.
Mm-hmm. So, what else have you done while we have not been here?
Oh, you literally meant one thing. I thought that you were going to elaborate.
I wanted to continue. No, I wanted to continue, but it sounded like I shouldn't. I can divulge more if you'd like.
Did you see that image I posted on Twitter earlier today? Was it today? Yeah. It was last night. It was the
Twitter. Okay, I gotta remember how to spell this.
Twitter. That's how I go to that. That's the URL.
What are you?
T W E E U U U U U T T E R.
Wee
U
Wee U. Are you? What are you? Dog pizza?
Not dog pizza. Garlic bread.
Ah.
No. Sorry, I'm eating on mic.
Bum 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 bum. 10.2 image of Vin Diesel. Oh, that one?
That's the one.
Okay, got it.
So, what do you think?
What do I think of that? I have not watched.
That's one you should watch.
I am fascinated by two puns in one. My soundboard's on the opposite side. Surprised at how long this franchise has gone. Is this the last one?
Right.
It's gotta be, right?
Well, this is, so I, maybe 7 was the end of the story. And now we have to find out the fate of our characters.
But that implies last one, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That's
but not. It's
but it's not.
The next one's gonna be F9.
It's fate and it's or it's not. And it's a question. It's more like fast? Is it?
Eh?
How fast? Fast 9. How fast?
So what do you have to say to that picture that I posted, which is an image? It's two YouTube I can't think of the word. Thumbnails.
Mm-hmm.
Where Vin Diesel is looking to his left with his eyebrow raised, and mm-hmm. then the one right next to it is Vin Diesel looking to the right with his eyebrow raised.
Can I give it two thumbnails up?
Aha!
Or
two eyebrows up.
Yeah, that's true. He can do both, kind of. It appears like his left one has more lift. Like he's got more of the like, and pouty mouth on the one on the left, with, uh-huh. where the one on the right is more like you surprised him.
So,
hey, Vin, I have an extra piece of cheesecake for you, just for you, even though you're with all these people, these fine, good looking people, and we're in the sun, it looks like, maybe, or they're just Snapchatting. I can't tell. But if you'd like this, I don't mean to surprise okay. you. You can have it.
So you're setting the stage here a little for bit, why he's...
Yeah, I mean...
Listen to this.
Is it still about cars or what?
Who knows?
What's happening?
So this one, I guess it's not really a spoiler because it's the whole meaning of the trailer. It appears that Vin Diesel has gone rogue, or he's turned to the dark side, very Star Wars-y of him to do. And he's turned against all of his team members, his quote family.
What?
From all the other movies.
What?
He's now he's the bad guy.
No way.
So.
No way.
I know, right? That seems really dumb.
Also, no, I just can't believe it from Vin Diesel. That's all I'm saying. Because he plays the guy that, he seems like he's on the wrong side. Like
he actually is the good guy.
But he's actually, yeah, he's on the right side of history this time.
Now that might be the twist. In the end, you find out he was double agent style.
Yeah.
And he had to, or he was brainwashed or something dumb.
Anyway. That is a possibility. Brainwashing. Do you think, I mean, we could make the obvious joke about it takes unleaded and not diesel.
You'd think that they would have made a diesel joke in any of these car movies, right? At his expense.
Every now and then.
One of those looks with his eyebrow raised.
Yes. Uh-huh. Every time they tell a joke, that's how they get that snapshot, that little thumbnail.
Exactly. Right there. So, so listen to this. During the filming of this movie, The Rock, he has a pretty strong social media presence.
Yep.
Like on Instagram and where he likes to post little videos of him on set and stuff.
Right.
Well, I guess there was an instance where he posted about Vin Diesel being like a little baby,
being a jerk
or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being a jerk, you know, like, someone else is doing your stunts. I do my own stunts.
Like a prima donna.
Well, now, so there's that, but then it was argued, well, maybe there's just a rift on set between those two. And then it felt like that was the actual cause, is that The Rock and Vin Diesel just didn't like each other on set.
It's because when they look in a mirror, they can't tell who they are.
They are a mirror.
They're like, am I Vin Diesel? Or am I The Rock Diesel?
Right. So, watching the trailer,
am I the only one that gets them mixed up? Really? Am I the only one that gets them mixed up?
No, you're not the only one. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure that it maybe more so now because The Rock is actually a larger movie star than Vin Diesel is.
Yeah.
The tables have turned. Although Vin Diesel was never a big movie star, was he?
I just wish that he would always wear those goggles and the contact lenses that make his eyes blue.
From like Pitch Black?
Yeah, that's all we need. That's the only Vin Diesel we need.
Yeah. Vin Diesel Riddick.
Please. So what were you going to say about the...
I was going to say, watching the trailer, so The Rock is basically the good guy now, where I think he was the bad guy in another movie. like in number four or number five or six or one of those three Tokyo Drift. And so The Rock is the good guy. Vin Diesel is the bad guy. There's the rift. It's in the movie. So maybe The Rock was playing it up. Like he was teasing the story like 6 months ago while they were filming. And he was just getting really into character by saying he didn't like Vin Diesel.
Or the press release just went out at the wrong time, and it went out 8 months later than it should have. And they were just like, how can we, there's no way that we can save this. Like, we're supposed to be mad at each other, but we're not. We just went and had pancakes together.
Right. There's,
even the
I'm Vin Diesel. I like chocolate chip pancakes.
I look
I'm
like
the
a
rock. I like blueberry pancakes.
I look like a pancake. Both of us together. Just stack us together, and we look like a couple of stubble pancakes.
Stubble pancakes.
They are. They're very round. Their faces just super round.
That's the only part of their body that has fat at this point. They're all just muscle.
Yeah. Yeah, why do you need...
Double chin and 40-inch biceps.
I lost... So, I am interested in watching this number 8 one. I have not seen the last six of them.
Which ones have you seen?
One and two, probably.
What?
Yeah. And then maybe every now...
You haven't seen number 3?
Is that the one?
Like once?
No, not even on cable access channels.
Okay.
Or stolen from the back of a truck.
So you saw number one, where number one was, what's his face?
Ludacris.
No, not Ludacris. Is he in the first one?
He's in the second one.
No. Ja Rule's in the first one.
That's right.
Monica!
Wow. I really want to
Ja Rule Monica. No, Monica.
That's really good. Oh my gosh.
Hey, wait, I found the link.
Okay, my voice tonight is just real bad. Okay, you could have put
it's
that
6 seconds.
You could have put that in Discord. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Here we go. Loading it up.
Huh?
It's a little blown out.
He's like 21 there.
Wow. Right? When
like he's super young. This was like 98? 99?
No way.
Wait,
this was post Y2K.
Fast and the Furious.
Gotta be. I'm
number one.
I'm going after. After.
After what?
After Y2K.
Oh, you're right. It's 2001.
Boom.
But what month?
February.
June.
Okay, whatever.
No! June!
June!
Okay, so the first one.
Can we start a Ja Rule cover band right now? we only do a cappella covers of Ja Rule songs.
I don't know any Ja Rule songs anymore.
Neither do I. I will search. You tell me.
Okay. All right. I was telling you that the first Fast and the Furious, even though we're kind of past it at this point, Paul Walker plays FBI undercover guy, and he tries to get into this like smuggling ring, and he gets kind of tied up with these people who make the cars, and they soup him up and they race him, and then blah blah blah, and then he turns to the dark side, and then he stays a cop, and then he's like, I don't want to be a cop. And then the second one, he goes to Miami and he teams up with what's this guy? Oh, I'm gonna click on this one now. It came out in 2003. Tyrese Gibson. And they're in Miami, and they just race cars.
And
they
that's
like boost
it.
Cars, and they race. It's like Gone in 60 Miami.
Mm.
And that's that one. And then the third one. Where's the third one? Man, it's not even on here. Oh, here it is. The Fast and the Furious, it's not even called number three. It's called Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
And this was directed by Justin Lin, who I think did a lot of the other Fast and the Furious.
I know nothing about these movies.
Okay, so Tokyo Drift. Read the synopsis. A teenager becomes a major competitor in the world of drift racing after moving in with his father in Tokyo to avoid a jail sentence in America. Enjoyed, too. And this one was pretty bad. Not very well received. And then they went to Fast. And then the next one's called Fast and Furious. Also not with a number. And then this one's about Dominic Toretto and his crew of street racers plan a massive heist to buy their freedom while in sights of a powerful Brazilian drug lord and a dangerous federal agent. Oh, that's Fast Five. Oops. Number four, Brian O'Connor, now working for the FBI in L.A., teams up with Dominic Toretto to bring down a heroin importer by infiltrating his operation and doing a lot of heroin. Number six, Hobbs has Dominic and Brian reassemble their crew to take down a team of mercenaries. Dominic unexpectedly gets convoluted and facing his presumed deceased girlfriend, Letty.
What?
What? Number seven.
Presumed deceased.
Presumed deceased. Deckard Shaw, awesome name, seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for his comatose brother.
Well, that sounds really boring.
Wow. And then that was seven that I just read. And then eight, let's see, is eight on here? Fate of the Furious, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's number eight. Number eight.
Fate of the Furious. When a mysterious woman seduces Dom into the world of crime and a betrayal of those closest to him, the crew faces trials that will test them as never before. Never before?
Yeah.
They drove a Lambo on ice, and then he hits a dude with a Lambo door.
Hold on. Don't wait.
You have to watch this trailer. It's nuts.
Wait, the doors, they're like the scissor doors, right? They go up?
Yeah. But he like rips one, I guess one falls off, and he slams a dude in the face with a door.
Okay. All right.
I like outlining how absolutely absurd these movies are.
Everyone
just eats it up. They just love it. They love action and cars and blowing stuff up.
The summer blockbuster. Tokyo. Cars. And plenty of drifting action.
And no Monica.
And Monica. 2006.
No, Monica! That's never not going to be funny.
No, it's not. Ah, okay. Okay.
Hey, what else did I do this?
Bow Wow.
Break.
Bow Wow. So I wanted to talk to you. We're kind of on the subject already. Television shows. So I have watched a number of shows while we proceeded to not record anything. And I would say the one that was most surprising to not be renewed, and I think the news came out either this morning or yesterday, Good Girls Revolt on Amazon Prime, set in early 1970s, I think 70 to 71 or 71, 72, doesn't matter. It's about a fake news organization modeled around Newsweek, where they have women doing the research and getting none of the credit while the men, quote unquote, write the stories and then they get published. It was a really good series. I liked it a lot. Really easy to watch on Amazon Prime, which has this crazy feature where you can X-ray the episode and see what song is playing, who is in the scene, and what other things they have been in. It's like pulling up IMDb by just wiggling your mouse.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's incredible. It's great for the movies that they have saved on there. I think they'll tell you whether or not it supports X-ray or not, but it was really cool. I liked that series a lot.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's see, what did I watch?
mostly inspired. This round here is mostly inspired by Chris on an episode of Daily-ish that I will find and put into the show notes that I listened to today, because I'm way super mega ultra behind on all my podcast listening.
Oh, Kyle, you got to catch up.
What else have you been watching?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I tend to watch through The Office at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through that.
The entire, you just put it on in the background, the series, I assume?
I just have it. Yeah, it's just back. It's just filler.
Okay.
Because I know all the jokes. I know all the lines of The Office. In fact, my coworker and I, we just quote it back and forth in front of other people, and they're like, "What are you guys talking about?" And we just say, "It's The Office. Just go watch it."
Are you in an office though at that time? Because that can get confusing and not very good.
Less of an office and more of like a workspace. Yes.
Okay.
Temporary workspace.
Sure. Like a big room where everyone sits at a table and works together.
Sure. All right. Let's see. I should bring up my...
It's a meeting.
Oh, you know what I have been watching?
Mm.
Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay.
Why am I not surprised? I feel like you have one of those... When you walk into Best Buy and you go all the way to the back and they've got a wall of televisions... I feel like Best Buy was the first one that started doing this. They don't put the same thing on all the televisions. You walk into a Walmart, the same thing is playing so that you can get an accurate representation of what color looks like on each of those televisions. But in Best Buy, different story. They're trying to persuade you in a way that brings out what each television does best itself. And you can't really compare one to another. You have to look at spec sheets. And by that time, somebody in a blue shirt's already walking up behind you and saying, looking at TVs. Or I work for DirecTV. You want to buy something?
You want to buy something?
So it makes me think of my voice is finally, it's here. This feels good. Warmed up. I can't do Monica yet, though. Wait, what?
A little bit of Monica.
Mambo. All right,
so I'm looking at my Netflix history here.
What I want to see, though, in your house is four, five, six, maybe televisions all playing different things simultaneously. That's what I was getting at. And I had a very roundabout way of getting there. I apologize. What am I even doing?
All right. Let's see. I watched through. I don't know if I talked about it. Broadchurch.
Yes. Yes, I have watched.
Okay. Broadchurch is awesome.
It's
it's a terrible story of what happened. Like, but the way that they tell it is really, really well done. And it goes, it's like a character piece. So you find out how like regular people would react to a murder in a small town. It's in Britain, but you find out, you know, how does it affect different people of this small town, and how are they all connected to each other, to the murder, you know? And you don't really find out until the very end how everyone's connected, I suppose, or why they're connected.
It's a bit of a slow moving program. Yes. I would say it's a lot of like,
definitely have to plan to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah. It's also kind of the show where you don't have to go episode to episode. You can just watch one and then just let it stew, let it just sit there for a bit and then come back to it a couple of days later.
Right.
I didn't feel like I had to finish it all at once.
Yeah, that's kind of the part I liked, is that you could totally binge it. Like, you could go all 10 episodes or whatever it is all in a row, and then at the end you'd feel really bad because it just kind of it makes you internalize a lot of the feelings that you're seeing the characters have.
Mm.
Like, man, how would I react?
Because they won't say it. Usually
it's
British TV and they internalize everything, all the feelings.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of are left there thinking, but what am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to feel? Tell me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. In fact, they did try it for an American audience, and it did not do so well.
They still had the doctor in that one. He came over, I believe, and I think had an American accent, and was weird. It was Fox? Question mark.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't all remember. Right. Can't remember. But that's a good one. I like that one. That's really good. It's still on Netflix.
Yes. Both seasons. They're making a new season. So it's going to be a season 3, which is weird, considering how the last one ended. I've also been watching through Bob's Burgers, as my wife has been watching through them. Bob's Burgers? Cartoon? No?
Like hot dogs and hamburgers.
Does that have anything to do with it? I have no idea.
No. Oh, you've never seen Bob's Burgers?
No, I have not.
You should watch it.
I don't know. I can't. I'm going to let this slip here. I hate cartoons on television that are not cartoons.
Like Flintstones and Looney Tunes and stuff, right?
For children. Yes. I would love to be convinced otherwise and enjoy things like the art of animating characters and voiceover, as you hear Monica here. There's something about it. I think it's because shows like Archer or Family Guy or Simpsons look lazy to me because it's a lot of just the same character stuff over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm not willing to sit through 30 seasons to figure out, you know, their own motivation for each character on the show. I don't care that much.
I could say that Bob's Burgers is, it kind of stands on its own. Like each episode stands on its own. They're all self-contained little stories that go along. You learn a lot about the characters as you watch more, but you could totally just like sit in on one episode and go, okay, I totally get it. And it's absurd. It's absurd humor, but it's like realistic absurdity. It's weird.
Like how absurd?
Like, you can't believe that characters would be that dumb but not to the level or extreme of Family Guy. That's like the echelon, top echelon, like absolutely crazy, totally absurd. Everything, you know, reality doesn't matter because it's Peter Griffin's world and he's going to play on the Patriots.
more so than something like Two Stupid Dogs.
No, less absurd than Two Stupid Dogs. In fact,
okay,
no talking animals.
Well,
yeah, not like Courage. Cowardly Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the Angry Beavers. Angry Beavers. Can you believe that they made a show called The Angry Beavers?
Yes, of course I can. Cat Dog.
Kyle, they made a show for kids called Cat Dog about a cat and a dog that were put together.
Yes.
For what purpose?
For this.
They lived in a fish.
For this purpose.
One fine day with a woof and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine little cat dog. Cat dog. Cat dog. Alone in the world was a little cat dog. Out on the road or back in town, all kind of critters putting cat dog down. Gotta rise above it, gotta try to get along. Gotta walk together, gotta sing this song. Cat dog. Cat dog. Alone in the world was a little cat dog.
Oh my gosh, all those sounds. When you're not watching it and you're just listening to all those sounds just go off, that's terrible.
You know exactly what's happening.
But I know exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now
I would say a little like more on par with like Doug. Like between, have you seen Home Movies?
Nope, can't stand that either.
Okay, because
Rocco's Modern of the same Life.
Less absurd than that, but maybe along the same lines.
Rocket Power.
Not as kid-friendly, I suppose.
Real Monsters.
Real Monsters is a drug trip.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That's
you're just going through Nickelodeon shows now, aren't you?
That's kind of all
Rugrats.
Yeah,
Talking Babies.
No.
Do you remember that episode of Rugrats where Tommy goes to the daycare where it's like outside and it's like a Western. It turns into like a Western and he has to fight that big fat baby at high noon. And they call it no shadow time or something like that because
oh, yeah.
It's noon and the sun is directly above them and it creates no shadow.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. For like 5 years after that, I thought noon is totally no shadow time. Like, I'm not going to have a shadow at noon. And I would always look down and be like, there's a shadow. This is not real.
Okay. Yeah. It's called Showdown at the Teeter Totter. You can buy it. Season 2, episode 4. You can buy it for $2.
Wow. Season 2.
Yeah. You want me to gift this to you? Is that?
No.
You need this now?
Don't gift me season 2, episode 4 of Rugrats from 1994.
Nope. Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
95?
No, earlier.
Wow, 92? Wow, I didn't know Rugrats started in 91.
It's a little loud, can you guess the boy? Not the boy. Don't guess the boy. The date, the time of the year that it came out.
The time of the year. I would say September.
I would say close.
So August.
No. Later.
Oh. October.
Yeah, there you go. Bing.
It's one or the other.
I think they've formatted their dates here as 10. Except
hold on.
10-4.
For like Nickelodeon episodes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when it first aired because they're going to air it in syndication like relentlessly. For 10 years.
That's true. We did not. There's no way we saw this in 1992.
Right. Exactly. It came on, every 2 weeks for the next 10 years. And we just caught it mm-hmm. every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why today, 20 years later, I can still remember what it was about.
OK, so this is about a cartoon now. We're getting off track here. Bob's Burgers. What is even happening in that show?
What happens in Bob's Burgers?
Because I feel like, yeah, this is one of those things. Now we've got a premise for potentially somewhere down the line for another program where either you or I or someone else involved tries to get someone else into a thing that you're into. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, I don't want to try to sway you one way or the other because you've already told me. You don't want to watch it.
No, it's no.
Or that you're not keen on the cartoons for adults.
I don't know if I am. I just don't. Right,
let me read you what Netflix is telling me.
Okay.
This Emmy-winning animated series centers on Bob Belcher and his ragtag burger flippers who are desperate to get their greasy spoon off the ground.
97.8.
His ragtag burger flippers. This is family.
Okay.
So he has a wife, Linda.
Okay.
He has three kids. Tina. Oh boy. I've already forgotten their names.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't. Okay. So family run burger joint.
Yeah, this show is witty, irreverent, and quirky.
Okay.
Okay. Let me find a clip on YouTube. You can play it. You'll hear the sounds, you'll hear the voices, and you can determine just from that, maybe.
Okay, like three.
And you'll see a little bit of visual, but our listeners will not.
3 seconds, just.
Three, oh man.
Three seconds worth, and that's all I give it.
All right.
Like some people are willing to go 3 episodes or.
You're giving it 3 seconds.
Three literal time in the ether seconds. Yes, that's it. That's all you get. So if there's absolutely nothing happening, that's just what I have to judge it on. I don't have a choice.
Okay.
I hope you find one. Better be good.
Yeah, me too.
Better be good. I can tell you about something I found.
Okay, tell me.
A whole bunch of news stories. So this week we don't have notes that we're sharing with one another, which is strange, something new. I don't even know if we've actually even started this episode yet, but I feel like we're in it. Like we're waiting.
Yeah, totally. We're totally in it.
Just somehow in it. So something I'm not in right now, and something that apparently people are kind of mad about right now, is that Pokemon Go, according to VentureBeat.com, says Pokemon Go's quote-unquote baby update disappoints some fans.
How?
Not sure. They released apparently some new creatures for Pokemon Go. Many fans are not satisfied with the developer's latest addition to the 2016's biggest mobile game. I don't know what this means. What's the baby update?
It's a good question. Let's look it up.
I don't really want to.
All right, I'll look it up.
I don't,
Pokemon Go baby update.
If it's a baby, like growing Pokemon, maybe like over time, players have found a baby.
They probably come out of the eggs.
Like
they did in what's it called? Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Yes, that's precisely what they mention here. So silver and gold. They have both of those, where you start off with the tiny ones and then they get bigger. That seems lame.
All right, this is direct from Polygon. What are baby Pokemon? Sorry, garlic bread stuck in my throat.
tell me about the garlic bread first, because this is more important.
This is Costco garlic bread. With parmesan on top.
So it had the garlic bread. It had the garlic and the parmesan.
Oh yeah, big chunks of garlic in it.
On it already.
Yeah.
Already had the stuff on it.
Already welcome in my
stomach. I don't think that's the way to go, but okay, go ahead with your lazy garlic bread.
What are baby Pokemon? Generation 2 added a whole new class of monsters to the game, courtesy of breeding. In Pokemon Gold and Silver, Pokemon were assigned genders, and two Pokemon of the same species and opposite genders could get together and make some babies, just like real life. Baby Pokemon hatch from eggs, which are already in Pokemon Go. Now, however, these eggs will be the exclusive home of some Generation 2 monsters. That's significant not just because that's when the breeding mechanic was introduced, but because it brought along with it several infant versions of popular Pokemon, from Pikachu to Clefairy and beyond. Although some baby Pokemon evolved into other monsters, a wide majority were simply diminutive takes on well-known original Pokemon, and they're the ones we'd expect to find in Pokemon Go going forward. So maybe they're not. Maybe that's what people are mad at, is that they're getting certain Pokemon, and then those Pokemon end up to be garbage.
You can't do anything with them, maybe.
Right.
Hmm.
All right, so we got Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Togepi, Tyrogue. I think he was in Fast and Furious 2. Smoochum.
Oh, boy.
Elekid, Magby, and more to see. There are plenty of other baby Pokemon, each of whom were introduced in later games. Don't count on them appearing in your Pokemon Go eggs quite yet. We'd bank on seeing other second generation Pokemon first before meeting babies like Munchlax. Oh, man.
This is how much I care. Okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
Someone commented this. Hello. If they were not part of Pokemon Red or Blue. Child,
Louise.
It's your daughter?
Oh, they work with me at the restaurant.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah.
Such a good father.
Oh, no. It's more.
Okay. So I gave it 10 seconds. There's someone wearing rabbit ears, and someone
has a daughter.
And someone has a gun.
That's Bill Hader's character.
Why? Okay. All right. I don't get it, but that's...
You'll have to watch a whole episode, though. Yeah. I can't tell why people are so furious with the babies. Maybe. Oh, you know what it is? People were getting some pretty good Pokemon from their eggs when they'd hatch.
Yeah.
And maybe the problem is that eggs are now just for these baby Pokemon, which don't do anything. And that might be it. So they've changed a mechanic where, and this is speculation. I don't know for sure, but maybe they've changed it so that those eggs don't yield, you know, these high level Pokemon that people were getting before, and rather they are now rewarded with these
really
pieces of
great
babies
breakfasts. Oh, what?
What?
I just figured eggs like you just you crack one open and you
I wonder what a Pokemon egg like over easy would taste like.
Just a little.
It tastes like electricity.
Yeah, like a you crack one of those Snorlax things open, just a little bit. It's got a lot of yolk, just a lot of yolk, real heavy, deep in color, like a and duck, like a
sleep
duck egg. Duck. Hey, I've got another story. Panasonic. They've got a smart shopping basket that calculates your bill and bags your items.
All right.
So you take the shopping basket, you put it over the top of this, what looks like in our parents' house. We've got this trash can. Why did I say it like that? We've got this trash can. We've got this trash can. There's a trash can that opens up like two little things from the side, and then it drops down. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But your groceries come out of the bottom of the basket into the trash can, and they get pushed back up out of that trash can in a bag, in a plastic bag, ready to go. So that's how this works.
Are you supposed to sort them before you put them in?
No, you can't buy.
Or can you just kind of like toss them in and just be like, whatever comes out in a bag, that's it.
Well, I would assume
you don't want to put your eggs on bottom.
You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You got to put them in two, and then they bag them separately. No, you
put them on top.
No. Well, I guess you could. I don't know how eggs work. Come on.
Can I go back to the Fast and the Furious really quick?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
I pulled up an article. This was related for some reason on Polygon to the Pokemon story. I just want to start this actually from the beginning of this article. So let me read the title. Fast and Furious community is upset about the newest trailer for one major reason. So already clickbait, right? And I fell for the bait.
Yes, you did.
Now, let's get into the meat, the body of this article. Fans of the Fast and Furious franchise, I say that five times fast.
I'm not going to.
Have taken issue with one major turning point in the Fate of the Furious trailer. Now, they put this. Warning, the following contains spoilers for the Fate of the Furious trailer, which has major plot twists, huge stunts, and pretty cool vehicles. Wait a second. We have to put spoiler warnings for trailers now? What is happening? What is happening out here? We have teasers for trailers. We've got trailers dropping on Monday Night Football, and everyone's watching just for the trailer.
It's a trailer for a trailer
anymore.
Get in the trailer. Watch the trailer. It's the trailer for the trailer. Get in the trailer right now.
From the makers of Trailers.
Monica. Okay. Real good. I don't think you should be scared of spoiling the trailer. I think we're all grown-ups here.
So I already spoiled it earlier where I said that Dom, or you know, Vin Diesel's character Dom, he turns evil, and that's what people are finding. And at the end of the thing, his supposed girlfriend says, "What about family?" And then he goes and he kisses Charlize Theron, like really like a good meaty kiss.
I don't know who that is.
Let me send you a picture here in Discord. I'm going to Discord this time.
You're jumping all over the place. Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
So
that's a heavy kiss, right?
Yeah. And then he walks away 2 seconds later. Not even 2 seconds. That's like 1.5 seconds.
Well, and she's already trailer.
Gone. Oh,
it's edited. Anyway.
Oh, so you mean, wait. So this isn't the movie? This isn't the thing that we see in theaters in the actual order that this is?
Someone edited the trailer.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, Kyle. You'd have to watch the trailer yourself.
I will have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't care. I don't care at all. So Panasonic, trying to bag your groceries all by its lonesome, automatically. Would you do this if you saw it at the store? Would you take your basket and have it suck your groceries and then spit out a plasticky like dinosaur carcass with your stuff in it? Well,
now, considering I live in California, where we are now charging for use of bags.
Mm-hmm. All bags.
I wouldn't mind it now. I'm paying 10 cents for a bag. If you throw it through a machine, I don't have to touch the bag at all until I grab it and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll pay 10 cents for that.
Sir, it looks like you're pretty tired. I'm going to have to charge you for those bags under your eyes. You got two? Did you bring those with you or did you get them here? Why am I bagging your groceries? I'm really tired right now.
I'm bagging your eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I would probably not use this.
Really?
I would be afraid of it because it opens up from the bottom and then slides shut. And I would probably still have my hand in there. One time. I mean, seeing how people handle themselves at the self-checkout line and the amount of assistance that they still need to be able to do that because they never had a retail job and they don't have any idea how a touchscreen works. That's fine. I just don't include this on top of it. If this is a fast way for the actual grocer who is doing the bagging to do it for you, a professional lined up and working the line on this, fine. Do it. It's good.
Now, let the robots do it, dude.
It is a robot.
We're already halfway there with this machine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you could just go the Amazon route and just not have to do anything.
Just walk in, have your face scanned, and leave.
That's right. What if you do you think you're allowed to eat that at the store when you walk into
just remain inside the Amazon store?
Yeah. No, you stay. So what you do here we go. Here we go. I got it.
Yeah. Cause there's no employees. There's no one who's going to be like, "Hey, sir, put that down." Well, I'm just going to walk out then.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, so here's what happens. They charge, so far as I know, they have cameras everywhere and weight sensors or some sort of sensor watching all the shelves. And
do they weigh you while you walk around?
No.
So they know if you've eaten something?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. We weigh you when you get in. We weigh you when you go out. I use the restroom a few times. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So you walk in and you grab something and it charges you for it. That's the premise, right? For this whole brand new.
A few times?
I was in there for a while. It's fine. So that's the premise, right? You get it. You understand.
Yeah, I get it.
What if you leave it on the shelf and you take like a dart or some sort of pin-like device and you puncture the side of whatever it is, crackers or like a fruit juice?
Yeah.
And then you sit there and you either suck the side of the thing while it's still on the shelf.
Monica,
don't do that. You can't take Monica to the Amazon store. Or
can't puncture her with a pin.
Or it's like one of those things where it squirts out like a waterbed from an episode of I've got the hiccups now. Oh shoot. Oh,
dog hiccups.
Like from an episode of X-Files.
Sure, all right.
Oh.
Yeah, get over your hiccups.
I'm not going to be able to.
Can you hear my squeaky chair? I meant to ask. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Dang it! I got a squeaky chair again.
Was it not squeaky before?
Oh, I got a new desk chair, I think. Since the last time we recorded.
What? In 1 month, you have a new desk chair.
I think.
You also do have those things up on the wall. Yes, no?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I put, let's see.
It's still echoing. I will say still echoey.
How about over here when I'm talking like this? Can you hear the echo?
It's a little dead.
Dead. Okay.
Yeah. I don't hear
it's
much.
The chair that's like.
I think it's your squeaking. Desk. No, I think it's your desk.
Here, let me put some. Here, hold on. Oh, I just popped my groin.
Ow! Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Get it? Because it's sports, and sports are for groins.
Okay. I put that one there. I'm putting some foam on my desk.
Okay. We're testing this
triangles
live.
Upward. I gotta move my PlayStation controller.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Speaking of live, Instagram's live videos rolling out to all US users starting today.
All right. So Facebook bought Instagram.
Yeah.
And Facebook Live is a really big thing, like big enough that they have billboards in the Bay Area.
I saw one today.
Okay. And now Instagram is putting live video.
Yes.
What am I supposed to use?
Both.
I'm supposed to use both.
Yes.
Can I do it simultaneously?
No, because your friends are in both places. And for you to exist in this world, you must be on every social platform and sharing all the things.
Right.
That's the only way this works. You either do.
All right, now, how does it sound right now, Kyle?
You try.
Did it change? 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Hey, Kyle, did it change?
It's still a little funky. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my end.
Nah.
I don't know.
It's bouncing off the Sierra Mountains on my monitor. See, I hear all of that. I hear all your mechanical keyboard typing.
Yes. But that's
I'm not
just
saying
so
there's
I
something
can,
wrong with that.
Just so I can play this. Bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. There you go.
Oh, jeez.
That's all I needed. That's all I was. It's stuck in my head because you
gross.
Because you said it was bouncing off the walls. I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa. I'm looking like a fool again. Whoa. I threw away my reputation.
One more song for the.
So good. So good.
Nah, not really.
Is
we're
it
past
though?
That.
No, I.
I really? Did. I did go on a weird nostalgia kick a couple weeks ago for music.
That was from the Van Wilder movie.
Wow. What year was that? 2005? No.
7.
No, before that.
Well, right, this was uploaded right. in 2007.
This episode is Kyle and Kenny try to guess the year of a movie and get it wrong.
Uh-huh.
Van Wilder.
Pretty much.
Van Wilder, 2002. Oh, man, it got 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
but it has
what?
A 4.5 out of 5 on Amazon.
I feel like people on Amazon have either lower expectations or they just know what they're getting into. You know,
currently available on HBO.
They've done their research.
Yeah, sure.
Hmm.
I will say that Van Wilder is all right, but I think that the Ryan Reynolds film Waiting from 2005 is a far superior film.
He's
also
in that
3 years later.
He's in that new space movie, right?
What new space movie?
There's some new space movie with the space lady and the space guy.
With the space lady?
Yeah, gosh.
What are you talking about? Talking about Passengers? With Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt?
Yeah, that's Ryan Reynolds, right?
No, that's Chris Pratt. I just said it with my mouth.
But he's in another space movie, right?
No, nope, he's in Deadpool, buddy.
That's a space movie, right?
Nope, space Ryan movie. Reynolds.
Life.
Let's go to Wikipedia. We want to go to IMDb.
Life with Ryan Reynolds, Jake, and Gyllenhaal.
What?
Life.
I'm clicking on it now.
Hey, speaking of trailers.
No man can fully grasp how far and how fast we have come. There is no strife, no prejudice, no national conflict in outer space as yet. Its hazards are hostile to us all. Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind. And its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again.
That's it.
The mission's primary goal has been achieved. We're looking at a large single cell.
Okay.
Okay, I went to YouTube and I clicked on the link.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube now shows you if, like on the thumbnail, it shows if you've watched through it and gives you a little progress bar now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
I guess I have seen this. This came out a month ago.
Ha!
Almost 2 months ago.
Uh-huh. No, what?
October 30th.
November 12th.
I do remember. Okay, I am remembering this. It looks really good, but I'm really afraid. It's a summer blockbuster, of course. And it's got a lot of big name actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. And I like Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm terrified that this is going to be just like a, oh no, we found aliens. It's Mission to Mars all over again.
Or we tried to make that one Sandra Bullock movie, but got it super wrong. We saw it and then we were like, how do we make that one? And then we got Jake Gyllenhaal.
Then we got Jake Gyllenhaal from the makers of
Ryan Reynolds and fake Gyllenhaal.
Huh?
Yeah, not super interested. It looks so scary, but not scary, I guess.
All right. So since this episode apparently has been all about trailers and TV and movies, let's wrap up this episode with a question. Two questions. Question one. This is for you, Kyle. Are you going to see Rogue One this weekend?
No.
Opening this weekend? No, you're not going to see it.
Absolutely. Why is that? Because I don't see movies.
That makes sense. Okay, cool.
I don't see new movies, at least. I never see new movies. I never go to the movies. I very, very rarely will take the time to sit elbow to elbow. Yeah. Elbow to elbow with people.
Even with the new reserve your seat kind of movie theaters.
You may be able to convince me.
Okay.
Because we don't have any of those in around my direct vicinity.
They're the new trend. They're probably coming towards you soon.
No, I think it's mostly converted old theaters that are just like, we can't make money any other way other than charging absurd amounts of money for you to select your own lazy boy chair in a theater.
Right.
Which is cool. I love that setup, and I would like to go to a movie. I just don't think I'll see it. I know you will, though. You probably have your ticket already.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say about the luxury seats. The thing I like the most about them is that I am guaranteed the spot that I want. I get to pick the seat before I even get into the theater. That's the thing I like the most. I don't have to get there really early and scope out a seat. Or if I arrive late, I am not guaranteed to sit with all my friends or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Right. And they're not going to give it away to you if you don't, or give it away to somebody else. If you don't show up. Right.
Right.
They're just going to say, oh, I guess he saw the movie. Maybe.
Yeah.
Are you still getting free tickets, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I have my tickets for Rogue One for this Thursday.
In the IMAX.
Oh boy.
IMAX.
Did you choose your seat in the IMAX?
I did.
What?
Yeah. This is
no
a good IMAX.
No way.
It's like luxury IMAX 3D seats.
Cannot believe it. Cannot believe it.
Kyle, things have changed. All right. Now, last question. This is the second part of the question
that
is going to round out the episode.
Mm-hmm.
What trailers do you think they're going to put in front of Star Wars?
Rogue One. Oh, boy. There were a whole boat. I spent about an hour and a half watching Russian B space movies trailers.
Now, I want to preface this with, yes, they might show existing trailers, but I want to believe that they will show trailers for things that we never thought were going to have trailers. Like the Spider-Man trailer, that one dropped last week.
Mm-hmm.
That'll
be in there.
That'll definitely be in there. But you know, other Disney or Marvel, connections, mm-hmm. you'd think that they would throw those in there. Let's see. They already dropped the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other one that dropped last week.
Ghost in the Shell, maybe?
That's already had a trailer.
Yeah, yeah, big one, big trailer.
And that's not Marvel.
Oh, it's not? See, I have no idea. How am I supposed to know?
I'm
not a mind reader, for crying out loud.
So I was going to go through the lineup of next year's Marvel movies, and it's sure. Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay,
Spider-Man,
got it. Okay, got it.
And mm-hmm. Thor. Now, no one has talked about Thor. I think that they're going to have a Thor Ragnarok trailer. I think they're going to have. So here's my.
No, see, I'm not so Thor that they're not that they're going to have a trailer in front of that movie.
They're going to Ragnarok it. So my picks are Thor Ragnarok. Just a quick teaser. I think I'm not sure if they finished filming even, but like, you know, something that they'd show that just shows off the look and the style just to satiate for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will definitely have an episode 8 trailer. Something boy. To show off. Episode 8, a year out.
Yeah, that's coming out next year this time?
Next December.
It's got to be. Yeah, they've...
Definitely that, right?
Probably just a teaser, though, like...
Well, similar to what they did with Force Awakens, right? They had that, like, minute-long teaser with... You know the sound. No, Kyle, no. Come on. Bwam. No! Kyle, come on! The sound! Bwomp! That's the one!
There has been an awakening.
That's the trailer that they had a year out.
Have you felt it?
So...
There's been an awakening. No! Monica! Monica!
And we're done.
There has been an awakening, Monica. Have you felt it?
No.
Oh, best crossover ever.
Kylo Rule.
Kylo Rule? Kaija Rule.
Anyway.
Do you have any other picks just to close out?
For trailers?
For a trailer for Rogue One.
Hey.
Something that, yeah, I don't know, maybe something crazy.
Crazy trailer.
Oh, I do know that there's a rumor. Christopher Nolan's next movie, Dunkirk, I think, the World War II movie, that will get a trailer in front as well.
Cars 3.
Oh, gosh.
Official trailer, Cars 3.
As much as I don't want you to be correct about that, it's definitely, that's got to be like 80% possible.
I think so.
Exactly.
Only because that teaser trailer just did not go over well at all.
Why? I don't get it. Why?
Because it was a car exploding into a bunch of pieces. You don't want to see that happen to your cartoon characters at all. They gotta stay in one piece.
This one's going to be PG.
Still. It's like Beauty and the Beast. Like, whoa, why? No.
I mean, don't like that.
We don't need that. I feel like
need my beast to be all CG-ish gross and just make him a cartoon. Make it like Space Jam with the Beast and... Cogsworth.
Welcome to the Beauty Beast. It starts out.
Welcome to the Beauty Beast.
It's so long as they find a way to weave a thread in between the last episode of Harry Potter to Beauty and the Beast and just connect.
Hermione ends up being Belle.
Yes, and it just sort of like. Well, I'm not going to, I swore not to use my magic anymore. I haven't seen any of the Harry Potter movies. I don't know what I'm talking
what?
About, but I figured.
Liar, pants on fire.
It's so hot pants right now. I figure that they have beasts of some sort. Well, it's Beauty and the, what's
the monstrosities.
No, what's the other Harry Potter movie with the beasts? Beasts and the other places that you find them? What's it called?
Beasts of No Nation.
No, that's the that's the wrong one. No,
Harry Potter and Idris Elba.
DuckTales. Woohoo! I don't need that. I saw that on Twitter. I don't need that at all.
Mm.
Really,
unless it's
don't.
Like, no, I was going to say, unless it's like really cool animation, but
nope. Don't bring it back.
Keep it classic late 80s.
Hey,
like Darkwing Duck style.
Nah, I don't even need that. Gargoyles. Don't need that. I already had it. Had my fill. Had my morning breakfast cereal.
Rugrats, the real movie.
No.
Gross.
Okay, I can probably search DeviantArt and find some fan art like
no
that.
No way.
Yes,
that's a wrong kind of rabbit hole.
Some airbrushed, like, Tommy Pickles.
Okay, all right.
They called me Tommy Pickles.
He's an awakening. Have you felt it? Chucky Finster Pickles.
So, I think that's it. Let's get out of here. I will find a way to send us off. I don't have anything. I feel like we need a catchphrase.
A catchphrase?
Yeah, it's been like, I tried one a couple weeks ago and I was just like, I love you. And that just feels...
Were you a parrot?
It sounds... Yeah.
Like a grandma's parrot? I love you!
That's not the creaking sound I wanted.
No.
There we go. That sound was just bad.
It sounded like you were trying to pop a balloon, but you couldn't.
Dang it!
Pop!
You want a catchphrase?
Yeah.
No! Monica!